The Department of Health is working with the local health departments because many times the first place someone will show up, it will either be in an urgent center or an ambulatory care center. And we have worked with the local health department to make sure that they are contacted by these urgent centers or ambulatory care centers and other places that someone may come in. We are also working closely with physicians and other health professionals to make sure that those professional societies are also aware of what we need to do and are prepared to recognize a patient with Ebola. If someone was brought in to the hospital, they may come in through that way, or they may come in through the EMS system. So we're working closely. We've had multiple phone calls with them, with the 911 system, to make sure that they are aware of how to identify a patient and to provide that appropriate information ahead of time, and also to protect themselves as well. At the same time, we're working with the hospitals, and let's talk a little bit about that. So now if a patient has been identified and is brought into a hospital, we realize that we need to have all the hospitals prepared. A couple weeks ago, right after the first case was identified, as the governor has mentioned, the governor charged the department to find out what our hospitals are, how prepared are they, and the department asked all the hospitals to do exercises in the emergency room with actors or individuals who possibly could simulate someone with Ebola. And we found a lot of information from that, and we filled all the, we worked on making sure that we would fill any of the holes that were the gaps in the system there. So that was very helpful. And as you heard the governor just mention, we will continue to do this in other areas. And we will also ask the hospitals to do this again, to look at after we move forward. We're working also on three areas: early recognition of patients, rapid isolation and diagnosis, and the appropriate care. We have eight hospitals identified. The hospitals that have been identified so far is Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, Bellevue, Long Island Jewish Medical Center, North Shore LIJ, Downstate, and Montefiore, and also upstate or outside of the city area, SUNY Upstate in Syracuse, as well as Stony Brook Downstate and University of Rochester Medical Center. And we expect that there will be other hospitals as well. The governor asked me to issue a commissioner's order, and that will require hospitals to develop the protocols, the training, and the drills to address the early recognition and the safe handling of possible Ebola patients. So going forward, we will continue to work with all these designated hospitals around the protocols for a known Ebola patient. But as I had mentioned, we must be sure that all hospitals are prepared to identify someone who comes into their emergency room. Many times people just walk in right off the street to an emergency room, and it's important to recognize and identify those people. We are having a meeting with the EMS, the Emergency Medical Services, as I mentioned before, is another avenue that they can come in. Regarding the commissioner's orders, we will be working and continue to have multiple calls with the hospitals as they move forward to meet the orders that will be put in place, and we will continue to do inspections as well. Starting Monday, the department will be sending out teams into the hospitals to monitor their progress.